DeepEnglish.com.
Sean Ellis is sometimes called the Wolfman. He's not a monster. He's an animal researcher that studies wolves. Sean isn't a normal researcher. Some people call him the Wolfman because of the unusual way that he works with these wild animals. Unlike most animal researchers, he has almost become a wolf. Wolves are very powerful and sometimes dangerous animals. They can easily break bones and kill humans, but Sean is not afraid of them. For almost 2 years, he lived, slept, ate, played, and hunted with a family of wolves in England. For 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, he lived the life of a wolf. A family of wolves is called a pack. Sean didn't only join a pack of wolves, he became their leader. Sean grew up in a rural part of England. The local animals were his friends. At a young age, Sean watched how the local foxes lived. As a young man, one of his first jobs was working in a game preserve. A game preserve isn't a normal park. A game preserve is a place where animals are kept for hunters to shoot and kill. Sean loves animals. He didn't want them to die. He fed them and planned to help the foxes escape. When his boss found out, he was fired. Later in life, Sean joined the army and became a soldier. This experience as a soldier made Sean's body and mind strong. This prepared him for the tough life of living as a wolf. After the army, Sean returned to his love of wild animals and became a wolf researcher. He first learned about wolves from Native American Indian researchers who studied and respected wolves. He spent 7 years living with Indians and learning about wolves and how they communicate. After living in America, Sean returned home to England and began working with wolves in a wildlife park. In the park, one of the wolves had 3 babies. For some unknown reason, the mother wolf rejected these babies. This was Sean's chance to start doing unique animal research. Sean became their mother, brother, teacher, and leader. He first taught these young wolves how to speak like a wolf. Wolves make many different sounds to communicate. Sean learned all about this wolf language from the Native Americans. Some wolf sounds are defensive. These help keep other enemy wolf packs away and prevent fights over food. Some wolf sounds are a call to bring the wolf pack together. Other wolf sounds are locating sounds. Each wolf has a unique locating sound, which is like a name. When the wolf pack hears this sound, they know where their brother or sister is located. Sean also taught the wolves how to hunt and eat. This is maybe the most dangerous part of Sean's job. Sean is the leader, so he eats first, and he eats the best parts, the heart and liver. Raw liver is hard for a human to digest, but Sean must eat it or the other wolves will not respect him as their leader. Sometimes Sean secretly takes the liver out and lightly cooks it first and then puts it back inside the dead deer before eating. This is very difficult because wolves have a very strong sense of smell. The wolves will know the liver is not raw if Sean cooks it too much. If they know he isn't eating raw meat, they will not respect him as a wolf leader. While he eats, the other wolves challenge him. They show their teeth and make scary snapping sounds at Sean. They could attack Sean any time, but he must defend his meal and show no fear. Sean looks like a wild animal when he eats. He tears into the bloody dead deer with his hands while he eats the mostly raw meat. He growls and snaps his teeth to keep the other wolves away. Sean is truly the wolf pack leader. Only after he finishes eating will he let the other wolves eat. Violence within wolf packs is common, and Sean was bitten many times. The first few times, he went to the hospital and got stitches. After he returned from the hospital, the wolves always tore the stitches out and licked his wounds. They didn't want to hurt Sean. They wanted to take care of him. Sean later learned that wolf saliva has a healing effect that speeds wound recovery. Sean believes that the rough life of living outside with the wolves, eating raw meat, and the healing effects of wolf saliva have made him stronger. Sean continues to care for his wolf pack in England and continues his unusual research on the way they live. Wild wolves have been completely killed off by humans in many countries, including England. In other parts of the world, they are in danger of disappearing. Sean deeply respects these wild animals, and his main goal is to protect them. He has already had some success. His research on wolf language has already helped stop some farmers from killing wild wolves in Poland. He hopes to continue studying and using his knowledge to help humans and wild wolves live together more peacefully all over the world.